From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Washington is bracing for the first criminal charges linked to Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, even as President Trump continued to claim Sunday the investigations are a witch hunt for evil politics. This is Trump supporter Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey.
What I would say the important thing about today for the American people to know is President is not under investigation, and no one has told him that he is. He's been cooperating fully with the special counsel's office.
A federal grand jury on Friday approved charges in the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller, according to several major news outlets, and the allegations could be disclosed on Monday with the suspect taken into custody. It was not immediately known who is being targeted or the nature of the charges. They are under seal by order of a federal judge. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The Minister of Information told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped this truck. The hotel was targeted by al-Shabaab. It's popular with politicians and civil servants. This will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same position. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is demanding a new presidential election within 90 days. He said the country is in grave danger from political violence. He spoke to the Associated Press 3 days after he boycotted Thursday's rerun of the August election. This is VOA News. Tension is high in a remote village in western Kenya after a body of an elderly man was discovered Sunday on a farm. There were marks of violence on the body. Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Koguta, Kenya. As he says, the death comes a day after high government officials visited the area to try to calm ethnic tensions.
The body of an elderly man lies on the ground outside Koguta village, surrounded by angry men armed with spears, machete, bows and arrows. They are angry about the killing. The death of the man came a day after two communities promised to end the hostilities caused by months of political uncertainty. Koguta sits between the Kalenjin community that supports President Uhuru Kenyatta and the Luo community that is loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga. The brother of the victim says enemies are trying to push the Luo off their ancestral land. They do not want us here. This is where I was born and my father was born here. These people came here just the other day. They have not even been here for 3 years. They are the ones who have killed my brother.
Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf. Protesters in Erbil stormed the parliament building Sunday after Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani announced he's stepping down as president of the self-ruled northern Kurdish region. Angry Kurds attacked members of parliament and journalists inside the building while a crowd outside waved Kurdish flags in support of Barzani. A mass grave with at least 36 bodies has been uncovered near Benghazi in Libya. The victims appear to have been executed, but it is unclear who they are. One report says some of the bodies were dressed in business suits while others were wearing athletic clothes. Hundreds of thousands of supporters of a united Spain gathered at a rally in Barcelona Sunday. The demonstrators marched in Catalonia's capital to show that they are in favor of the Spanish government's dismissal of Catalonia's cabinet and squashing of the region's push for secession. And hundreds of women took to the streets of Paris and 10 other French cities to protest against sexual harassment. In Paris, women gathered in Republic Square on Sunday, waving signs, bearing the Me Too hashtag, used by tens of thousands of women to share personal stories of harassment and assault. Similar gatherings were also held in Marseille, Bordeaux, and Lille, among other cities. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.